Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Guitarist Glenn Jones plays in a style sometimes called American Primitive. It's a problematic name. Yes, the style is specifically American, a mix of folk, early pop, the blues, but it can also be quite sophisticated. Glenn Jones's songs involve alternate tunings and often evoke specific places. What places, you ask? Well, his latest album is called My Garden State, and the first song he's going to play for us today is called Across the Tappan Zee. So, all signs point to New Jersey. For this song, Glenn Jones is playing the banjo, and Laura Baird joins him also on banjo here in the Soundcheck studio.
Thank you.
That is called Across the Tappan Zee. Glenn Jones playing the banjo, Laura Baird helping out with banjo as well. Live here in the Soundcheck studio, that is a song that appears on Glenn's latest record called My Garden State. Glenn Jones, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks very much.
So for folks who are listening in stereo, the dozens who still do that, everybody's listening on crappy computer speakers now, but for folks who are on headphones or some kind of good stereo speakers, you were in the right channel, Laura in the left channel, just so people know who to blame for what.
Blame me.
Now, this was not the first time that we've heard you as a banjo player, although, you know, we know you primarily as a guitarist. What attracted you to the banjo?
Oh, well, I mean, I've always loved the sound of the instrument. I guess around the same time that I got into, like, pre-war blues recordings in 78s of hillbilly music and gospel music and stuff, I became exposed to, like, old-timey banjo playing Appalachian style. And I've just loved that sort of clawhammer style. Laura is a very good player in that style.
What about you?
What's that?
Do you play in that style?
No, I don't. It's
you're just a guitarist picking at a different set of strings.
Exactly. But I don't know. I mean, there's so many different ways of playing the banjo that I figure mine is no worse than any other, I suppose.
Right, right.
But I was really tickled to get Laura to play with me on the album because I really like her style.
Well, now, the album is called My Garden State. Very New Jersey-centric record. Actually, Laura recorded it in addition to playing on that track. How much of an impact does place have on your music? I mean, your last album was recorded near some train tracks outside of Boston, and if you listened carefully, you could hear the occasional commuter train go by. Mm. You know, how much of New Jersey is in this record?
Well, that's a good question and really hard to answer. I guess the real question is how much of New Jersey is in the boy, you know. Certainly, I came of age living in New Jersey, and all my earliest musical enthusiasms were, you know, when I was in the state. I got my first guitar at age 14 when I was living there, and all that. So I don't know how much place there really is in the music. I mean, really, the songs are just the most recent songs I've written since the last album. But
it's not called The Garden State.
Right.
It's called My Garden State.
Right. But what the songs have in common is that they were all written over approximately a two-year period during which I was living back at our family house looking after my mom. And me and my oldest sister are both bums in terms of, like, not having 9-to-5 jobs and all that. So we could take a month or 2 months off and spend time in the house that neither of us have spent any time in to speak of since we were in high school. And so it was kind of, well, unusual, to say the least, to be spending a lot of time. I mean, we would visit my mom on holidays and stuff like that. But so, I don't know, certainly, you know, going past a lot of the old places that I used to hang out when I was a teenager, and I don't know.
It's got to be kind of, not melancholy maybe, but bittersweet. You know, it's the way nostalgia can
definitely
often be.
And in terms of what we were there for, it was bittersweet. It was essentially to kind of ready my mom's house to put it on the market and be sold. So my family had lived there since 1966, so a lot of history is in those walls. So I don't know, but I'm not really a nostalgist necessarily. I mean, I'm constantly thinking about what I'm working on now or I'm about to do and projects that are in the future. I don't really look back that much. But in that environment, it's not possible to not look back some. You know,
right. So the album's called My Garden State, the latest from guitarist and composer Glenn Jones. You play an instrumental style of music. Do you feel like you're telling stories, depicting specific places in these songs?
I like to think that that's what I'm doing. You know, it was when I was living in New Jersey in the early 70s that I first discovered the music of John Fahey, who is probably the biggest influence. I don't know probably about it. He's the biggest influence on my own style of playing. And
late American guitarist who really, I mean, we say American primitive, that term really derived from his playing.
Very much so, yeah. And prior to listening to John, I was listening to, you know, the rock groups and that my generation were listening to, the Doors and Jimi Hendrix and all that stuff. And it was really the discovery of John's music that made me realize that you didn't have to have a lot of guitars and amps and drums and a bunch of other people, and you didn't have to write lyrics and you didn't have to sing, that one person with an instrument could tell stories. And John was expert at doing it. I mean, you just kind of got sucked into this world that he kind of invented. And so not only in his style of playing, but just the whole conceptual idea of, you know, trying to tell a narrative or some kind of narrative with an instrument. You know, John was not a super virtuoso player, but his music wasn't about virtuosity. It was about mood and emotion and all that stuff. And like me, he came from the suburbs, and you know, he was he kind of created a mythology around Tacoma Park, Maryland, where he was born and raised. You know,
and so, named his record label Tacoma Records.
Yeah, after his hometown.
Glenn Jones talking about the late John Fahey. I want to ask you about a big John Fahey related project in a little while, but first, I'm going to ask you to play another song. And you've got the guitar in hand for this one. Let's hear Going Back to East Montgomery. It's Glenn Jones playing live here in the Soundcheck studio. He's playing on the 4th of July at Silent Barn, which is on Bushwick Avenue in Brooklyn, playing for us here today. The album's called My Garden State, and here's Glenn Jones.
Thank you.
Glenn Jones, live on Soundcheck with Going Back to East Montgomery, a track that appears on his latest record called My Garden State. Glenn is playing on the 4th of July at Silent Barn on Bushwick Avenue in Brooklyn. He's playing for us here in the studio today. Glenn mentioned John Fahey before, the late American guitarist who often worked in different types of open tunings. Glenn does the same, so a little bit of retuning. It's the same guitar, but it'll have a different sound. And the tune we'll be hearing next is called Bergen County Farewell. Once again, it's Glenn Jones performing live here in the Soundcheck studio and playing for us some songs from his latest album called My Garden State. Glenn Jones, solo guitar piece called Bergen County Farewell. You'll find a version of it on his latest record, My Garden State, live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. We were talking, Glenn, before the last couple of pieces about the late American guitarist John Fahey. You spent over a decade working on a box set of Fahey's material.
That's correct.
And that is now out.
Yeah, it's been out, I guess, about a year now.
Called?
Your Past Comes Back to Haunt You.
Good title.
Yeah.
Now, is this something that would serve as an introduction to someone who's just learning about Fahey, or is this something for the completists?
I'd say it's more for the completist. I mean, there's a lot on there that could very well serve for an introduction, but it's a big bite to chew, and I really think it's for someone that's already kind of discovered and become fascinated with Fahey's material and wants to learn more about where he came from and how he kind of developed as a player himself.
Well, now Fahey's been gone. It's been 12 years.
Yes.
It's a long time. So there's like a generation of music lovers out there who maybe don't know who John Fahey was and why he was important.
I discover that on the road all the time. You know, people come up to me and it's like, well, if I was going to get a John Fahey record, which one do you think I should get?
That's exactly what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
So what do you say?
Generally, there are two that I recommend people start off with. One is called Days Have Gone By. I think it's his sixth album on Tacoma, which I think is as perfect a solo guitar record as ever been made. And the other one that I'm quite fond of is his second album for Vanguard, made in, I think, 1968, called The Yellow Princess.
Mm.
That's not only a collection of some really great compositions, but really beautifully recorded as well.
I would probably throw in the second of the Christmas with John Fahey records.
Mm, just that's an interesting choice.
Yeah, just because, you know, it's like, A, Christmas tunes that you can actually listen to, you know, and B, great performances.
Yeah.
So anyway, Your Past Comes Back to Haunt You is this big box set of Fahey material that you've produced. It's out now. The latest record is called My Garden State. It's out as well. Glenn Jones, a great pleasure having you with us on Soundcheck today.
Oh, thanks for inviting me back. I'm really glad to be here.